I want to bring in our next guest, though, who has a really cool bio, and it was great to read about Rachel Kosser in Fortune. Just an incredible career you've had, Rachel, that now has led you to start an AI company that helps us out with our video teleconferencing. Thanks for joining us.
No, well, thank you so much for having me, John.
I gave a little bit of your bio that you were a on the Canadian rhythmic gymnastics team. You were a professional ballerina, and I guess that has left you with many skills, including the skills of how we move our bodies and how we communicate. And how did you get started with a company that helps people do better on Zoom or video conferencing?
Yeah, it sounds a little. I feel like when you jump from professional ballet dancer to AI tech CEO, it seems very random, but actually there was an intermediary period between when I retired in 2016 and then when I started the company in 2020, where I was actually doing a lot of the coaching and facilitation and training with leaders and salespeople on body language, presence, nonverbal communication. I kind of kept that fascination from my days as a dancer, which I'm sure many of your listeners know is an art form that doesn't require the use of words. It's all right. Nonverbal expression. And so when the pandemic happened, that was kind of the other necessary step. We needed people to be on video in order to use AI to give them feedback.
So you would obviously, like you're saying, there was this, it wasn't an immediate jump, but you had been kind of learning this world of on the business side of things as well. So what did you notice? That are people just really bad at this and you saw a need and a desire to help people get better? Was it from watching people just make classic mistakes and not present themselves in ways that are the most opportune?
Yeah, it was a number of things, really. I mean, when I remember the first job that I had, the first, quote-unquote, traditional job that I had after I left the stage was at Harvard in their fundraising offices, and I just noticed that a lot of people were completely disconnected from their bodies. You know, I had such a fine-tuned awareness of my body and how I would walk into a room and how I would engage in a conversation or give a presentation. And my colleagues around me were a little bit lacking in that. And so I thought maybe I could help engage their bodies more so that the body was less of a kind of forgotten entity in the business place. And so that was kind of the initial observation that I had. And it was actually interesting to see that it resonated with so many people, that so many professionals were feeling tired or lethargic or didn't know what to do with their nerves. You know, I'm so nervous when I public speak, and which is a very common thing that many professionals experience, right? It's that, like, being nervous to get on stage and speak to a group of people, whether it's virtual or in person. And I'm so used to going out on stage and being able to command an audience. So I was like, there's got to be something here that maybe I can help with.
Yeah, it's called Virtual Sapiens, which I also love the name. But it's not just, you know, telling people a couple things, you know, hey, next time at the meeting, make sure you do this, that, and the other thing. This integrates AI to provide real-time feedback during these calls, right?
That's one of the products we offer.
And how does that work?
So the Sidekick Coach, which is the product you're referring to, is like a private coach that you'd have in your pocket, essentially. So you think about a Zoom call or a Teams call. Our product is different from some of these quote-unquote bots that join the call, and you know everyone knows they're there, and they record everything, they record everyone, and they might summarize what you've said. Our coach is private to you in the sense that you start your Zoom call. If you've downloaded our application, our Sidekick will pop up, and it only sees you. And it gives you feedback on, like, if you've started to slouch, or maybe you're talking and you're looking in a direction that might confuse your audience, or maybe you haven't been using enough hand gestures, things like that. We can actually send you visual icon nudges in real time that help you course correct during an important conversation.
Do you think that these things translate not only to make you sell, you know, you present yourself a little better, but this translates into, I don't know, if you're in a sales meeting, better sales results, or if you're in a company that is a virtual that, you know, by presenting yourself differently, you can move up the corporate ladder. I know you're not making guarantees, Rachel, but these things have to translate to actual real world successes, I bet.
I mean, that's, you know, of course, always one of the first questions we're trying to answer for people. And I think there are a number of kind of things on the individual user's end that we know that our tool impacts. Things like increased awareness on calls, increased levels of confidence and comfort on video, being able to take a little more space and communicate more effectively on video. Those things we can prove very, very well with our tool. The things that those unlocks, if you will, can then lead to are, as you said, an increase in closed deals, stronger relationships, and more rapport with the people that you're trying to impact or influence within and outside of an organization. I think one thing that is not talked about very often is in this remote world, you know, for some professionals who are fully remote, who, you know, video is the only way they're going to show face, if you will, to the rest of the people in the organization, our tool can really make sure that anytime they are on camera, they're having, you know, they're meeting the fullest potential of their presence and not, you know, having the communication misfire happen.
Rachel, are you guys betting on the fact that even though more people are going back to the office slowly, this isn't a jump back to 100%? And in fact, this hybrid world, and for some people, entire virtual world, seems to be lingering on a lot longer? Or is the bet also that no matter what, there's still going to be some virtual component to people's jobs in some capacity?
So, yeah, so it's really the latter. What we've seen is, you know, regardless of the industry, because there are some industries like financial services, for example, where people are in the office almost 5 days a week, again, right? But those people are going into the office to then spend a majority of their time on video calls. Mm. So there's like a difference between being called back in the office and not having to do, like not having video be a core channel of communication.
Right. Good point. And I've even done video calls with people in the building on video call. I'm like, what are we doing?
Right.
Let's get to a conference room. But again, you're bringing in other people from other places, and it's such an ever-present part of our life, even before the pandemic. Rachel, we're out of time. I really enjoyed the conversation, though. Thanks for sharing it with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It's called Virtual Sapiens. It's interesting stuff.